All right, as promised, we are joined right now by a member of the New England Patriots, a cornerback and a kick returner. He had an amazing rookie year. 85th pick overall out of Houston, first-team All-Pro. I just said that, a first-team All-Pro in his rookie season. Led the NFL in punt return yardage. First player in 45 years to score TDs on offense, defense, and special teams in the same season. We are joined right now by Marcus Jones. Marcus, it is great to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's great to be on here.
It's great to have you on here. All right, so listen, let me start first with, I understand that it's all about the team, it's all about team goals, period. But as I mentioned, you had a tremendous rookie season. Most guys go their entire careers without earning first-team All-Pro honors, yet you accomplished it in year one. Were you expecting to make that kind of a dramatic impact right out of the box? And how pleased were you with the way things turned out for you and played out individually?
The main thing was just making sure that I know what was going on in the system. Not too much. Just making sure I was taking one day at a time and just making sure I know what to do on defense, special teams, or, you know, offense, wherever I was need to be to help the team.
Well, you certainly did all that. Let me break this down another way. You joined Deion Sanders as the only players, the two of you, with receiving touchdowns, a punt return touchdown, and an INT return for a TD in the past 45 years. Like, that is an incredible stat. What's it feel like knowing that you did something that's only been done one other time in the past 45 years in this league and that the other guy to do it is prime?
Yeah, that's crazy. I looked up to Deion ever since I was little, playing around, being DB, and just watching him. And to be able to be in that elite company is amazing. And be able to have my name within next to his name is crazy.
Marcus Jones joining us. Listen, I think I'm not even giving you enough credit. Here's the fact. Here's the kicker. Prime did it. He did it too, but he did it over a 14-year Hall of Fame career. You did it over the course of a couple of weeks. Like, it's mind-blowing. It's actually insane to me. Did it feel insane or surreal to you, or did it feel like you were just doing what you've always done, just gone out there and...
The way that I was thinking about it was then just making sure that I could help the team, you know, week by week, and it just collected to happen that way. I wasn't worried about the stats and everything. I was worried about the W at the end of the game, you know, trying to put our team in the right place to win the game. So whenever that ended up coming up, I was like, oh, that's crazy to hear.
Marcus Jones joining us. All right, so why don't we talk about a few of these plays? You got Joe Cool. You got Joe Burrow on that pick six on Christmas Eve. What did you see on that play? What do you remember about that play?
That play, I was just making sure that I was reading my schemes right, making sure that my eyes were in the right place. And I seen him throw it, and I was just like, let me make sure I catch it first. Then I ended up catching it and just going down the sideline to follow my blocking and everything like that. And my teammates were definitely blocking and making sure that they don't get any penalties or anything like that. And just following my blocking, that was the main thing.
Marcus Jones joining us. Also, you don't see guys do this very often. You don't see guys take it to the house and then walk it off, but that's essentially what you did when you had that explosive punt return in week 11 against the Jets. You went 84 yards to the house with 5 seconds left in a 10-3 win. Did you think they were going to kick it out of bounds and, like, take that opportunity away from you? And ultimately, what did you see on that play?
Yeah, with the time on the clock, I was thinking that they were going to kick the ball out of bounds, but I was making sure that I was in the right position to where if they do kick it, we can hopefully make a play. And as soon as I caught it, I ended up seeing basically my teammates in the right spot and everything. And I just went down the sideline, and my teammates just had the wall over there set. And I just made sure to make sure that I got through there. And then I seen the kicker, and I was like, let me go ahead and make sure I get away from him and make sure he don't tackle me by my shoelaces or anything. So after that, I was just like, I just got to make sure I keep running.
Well, I bet, dude, there's no way you let the kicker make a play on you. Not in that situation. Marcus Jones joining us. Now, I'm hearing it pretty clearly. You're going to do what you have to do. You're going to do what's asked of you. You're going to do what's best for the team, obviously. But you're somebody who's also proven that you can make an impact in all three phases of the game. I mean, if it were up to you, where would you like to make the greatest impact? Where would you like to be?
I like to be defense, DB. Whether that's in the slot or outside, that's the main thing I play my role in. I'm a defensive back first, and however I can help the team after that, you know, offense or defense, then I mean offense or special teams, then I'm cool with that as well.
I get it. Marcus Jones joining us. Obviously, though, you acclimated really quickly. I'm curious about special teams. I mean, you seem to know exactly what you're doing. However, it does help when you've got some incredible special teams pros around. As an example, what's it like to watch Matthew Slater and the way he comes to work, the way he prepares, the way he goes about his business every single day? What's that been like for you?
Just watching him is showing the professionalism, making sure that you know what to do, how to present yourself around people, you know, how to treat people as well. And no matter how many years that he's been in the league, he treats every day the same. So just being consistent and just making sure that you know how to make your assignment and know how to just basically do what you have to do.
Marcus, every single great player I've ever spoken to, I mean, literally over the years, will say exactly that. It's all about consistency. Consistency in the way you work, consistency in the way you prepare, consistency in your process. The very best ones are the ones who consistently do the things that maybe they don't want to do, and they just do them over and over again, right? Because they know that they'll be better for it. Let me ask you this. What is the best advice that Bill Belichick has ever given to you other than do your job?
Taking everything day by day. You know, there's going to be ups and downs. So basically just, I mean, it's kind of to back on a consistency as well, but just taking everything day to day, go one play at a time. And whenever that play come, you know, there's going to be plays whenever you don't have it your way, but scratch that off your mind and go on to the next play.
Talking to Marcus Jones, listen, I understand that you're worried about yourself and your responsibilities. I'm curious where you come out on what happened to Mac Jones this year. Like, I'm a big Mac guy. I thought he had a great, great rookie year. There was certainly some regression this year. Not all his fault. He was dealing with a lot of things. Do you think that he can bounce back to the way he played his first year or maybe surpass that?
Oh, for sure. I'm behind that guy 110%. I've seen his work ethic throughout the whole system and everything. How we take up on things, watching film. He's a top-tier guy when it comes to preparation. So I'm behind him 24/7.
So what's your response to Bill O'Brien coming back as the offensive coordinator? What do you think that'll mean to him in the offense?
I feel like that it would be one of those situations to where they've been under each other's tree type stuff before. And I just feel like that Mac is going to be ready to work, and I feel like Coach O'Brien is going to be ready to work as well. So whenever that comes about, we'll handle that.
Talking to Marcus Jones. So it's your first NFL offseason. I'm curious, how are you approaching it? Like, have you been watching playoff games as a fan like everybody else? Or if you're not participating, are you really not watching? And are you focused on getting your rest and recovery and your process?
I'm still going up on my recovery and rest and everything, but I still have to watch the NFL, you know, being part of it. And also was a fan whenever I was little. I like to watch and still maintain and see what's going on and how the season goes.
Glad to hear it. All right, so leave me with this. I mentioned you got Joe Burrow on Christmas Eve. How impressed are you with him and the Bengals? And then how do you see that matchup, Kansas City and Cincinnati on Sunday? Great matchup. Obviously, there's some injuries, but a great matchup. Who do you like there?
Those are two great top-tier quarterbacks. Joe is definitely a great quarterback when it comes to reading defenses and putting the ball where it needs to be put. And then Pat Mahomes just has that veteran quarterback style to where he knows where to go with the ball. And if that's not open, then he's going to move out with his feet and put the ball where it needs to be as well. So I honestly can't choose on who's going to win and everything like that. So I'm just going to have to sit back. It's going to be a great game, though.
Listen, one quick thought. You just mentioned, like, Patrick, if he's got to move out with his feet, he can and improvise and make things happen. If he can't, though, because of that high ankle sprain, how dangerous do you think that he still is, even if he can't get out and move around?
I believe he's still dangerous due to the fact of his arm. He could put the ball wherever he wants to. So, I mean, with the ankle situation, you can't overlook his arm as well. So you got to be careful about that.
Well, I agree. He is a first-team All-Pro as a rookie. He had an amazing rookie with the Patriots. He was the 85th pick overall in the draft out of Houston. Marcus Jones, our guest. Marcus, great to have you on the show. Really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Great having you. Marcus Jones, Patriot. And again, he had a historic season.